Ruined dits for breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Lehman.
I'm Anthony Lehman.
Oh, hello, Lehman. On this Tuesday morning.
Hey, guys, great to be with you. And as opposed to last Thursday, when I missed my regular spot with you guys.
Hey, we didn't want to bring that up.
We played elevator music. What happened?
I mean, seriously, I have to apologise. I've got to explain myself.
What happened? You
know, well, I had a mate staying with me, Justin Hamilton, great comedian from Adelaide. He's one of my best mates.
Mm.
And he stayed with me last Wednesday night, and I was so excited that he stayed. We kind of stayed up late Wednesday night, just shooting the breeze and having a couple of drinks. And then we got up Thursday morning.
Yeah.
And we went out for breakfast. And I had my phone on silent at breakfast. And then at one point I took my phone out of my pocket and saw that I had about 6 missed phone calls.
Mm.
And I went, I was meant to do a radio spot this morning.
Oh, no.
It was honestly like...
Lame-o.
It was honestly like the Men in Black had done that thing, you know, where they erase your memory.
Yeah, you just forgot you had a segment.
I totally forgot I had a segment. But you know what made it even worse?
Mm.
Is I had Alice, the wag, messaging me. She was so worried. She said, "Lima, I hope you're okay. Is everything all right?
Hope your eggs
are really perfect. We're really concerned about you. Yeah. Hope your bacon's been cooked properly." And then I've got Roo ringing me during the day. "Are you all right, mate? Is there anything we can do?" Sending text messages. "We're really worried about you." Interestingly, though, nothing from Dits. Nothing at all.
Well, I've got a question. You said, is Justin Hamilton funny, is he? Have you got his phone number?
Hey, I think you'll find he's at breakfast with me, so he's no good to you either. So sorry, guys. It was a very strange experience for me to all of a sudden go, hang on, this thing I've done every Thursday for the last 12 months all of a sudden fell out of my brain.
I think that's called middle age, Lima.
I think it might be too. God, speaking of middle age, we often joke about how old Dits is.
Yeah.
And no one's really sure how old Dits is. Was he born in the 1800s? Was he not? You know, we don't know. Well, Dits just gave something away this morning about himself. Let's have a listen.
In, I was going to say my lifetime, but in, you know, over the last 100 years.
Oh, here we go. Finally.
Yeah. Well, give or take.
Are you in your 90s?
Yeah.
You're old as Prince Philip.
And I shouldn't be driving either.
In fact, Dits can remember celebrating Prince Philip's birth. It was quite the time. Yeah. So good bit of fun there. Hey, guys, now I'm hoping you can help me out. I've got a dress-up party that I have to go to.
Oh, I love dress-ups.
Yeah, it's a German theme. Does anyone know someone with a lederhosen?
Yeah,
that
Jack
I can borrow. Any edit, Paul. Jack, what? There we go. I mean, he's full of beans. I might struggle to catch him. You know what I love about Jack Watts? Because there was that text message drama at the end of last year, and then, of course, this latest incident.
He's been unlucky.
He's been unlucky, yeah. You know what? Charlie Sheen's looking at him thinking, well, maybe I could have played AFL footy.
Put him in the draft. Tell Charlie. Get on board.
How did
he go when he came to Adelaide, Charlie, by the way? Did you hear much about his shows?
Charlie Sheen. Yeah. He did do a lap of it. I mean, the biggest thing he did while he was here was record an ad with Warwick Capper. Did you see that?
No.
It was on during the Super Bowl.
It couldn't have gone to air, did it?
Talk about covering both ends of the planet. Charlie Sheen was in an actual halftime ad for Peanuts at the Super Bowl. But he was also, if you watched it on 7 Mate, you would have seen him in an Ultra Tune ad with Warwick Capper. Where four women drive off a pier, you know, the Ultra Tune girls.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they wind up on Charlie Sheen's boat. And he's going, "Hey, girls, sorry, haven't got a towel."
Mm.
Waka, waka. And then Warwick Capper is the captain of the boat. Mm. Yeah. Let me quickly tell you something about 1987, right?
Mm.
Warwick Capper kicked 103 goals for the Swans.
Yes.
And Platoon, a movie starring Charlie Sheen, won Best Picture.
Spooky.
Ooh.
Talk about your careers hitting the skids. Here they are, 32 years later.
87's the devil's number, isn't it?
It really is. Carlton won the flag that year too. Hey, the Super Bowl, though, interesting. Final score, LA Rams 3, Maroon 5. Now,
good one, Lemo.
Maroon 5. I tell you what, with let's have a look at the entertainment at the Super Bowl over the last few years. We've had Red Hot Chili Peppers, Madonna, Katy Perry, Beyonce, Lady Gaga. Then they must have ran into some budgetary issues. Justin Timberlake and Maroon 5.
Yeah,
if we keep following this trajectory, next year it'll be the cast of Mamma Mia. And then in 2021, it'll be karaoke.
They might have to start paying someone, Lemo. I've got away with it for long enough.
Oh, Lemo, we've got to go. Nice of you to turn up this week.
Thanks, Lemo.
Hey, a pleasure, guys. If I can remember, I'll be back Thursday. Thanks, guys.
There he is, Lemo. Ruined It's on Triple M.